yourself?
I come from Vivir Guadalajara, which is a local blog. The four cultural events, concerts, happenings, and stuff like that. All right. Well, the first question is, why Kaiser Chiefs? What does that mean to you?
Does that mean to us? Well, it's our band name that we've had for over ten years. So we had it, and it's a name that came. Our publisher suggested it a long time ago when we were looking for band names. And we like the name, it's a strong, powerful name. But also there's a very strong connection with Leeds United, our home football team. So Lucas Radebe. He was a great player at Leeds, and because of the connection, we're from Leeds, so we like the name anyway, and then because of the football connection, it was obvious to be our band name.
So you are a soccer fan?
Yes.
What's the local team here?
Chivas, the best.
Oh, Chivas, okay, of course. Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of Chivas, yeah.
Nice. I root for that team myself.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, for something that caught our attention is the new album title. What is it? What's the story behind Education and War?
Well, there's a couple of kind of things, sort of stories behind it, but a lot of the themes on the record are to do with sort of like relearning how to be in a band, you know, relearning how to write songs, because obviously our drummer left at the end of the last record. And so the education bit is almost like it's us relearning about being a band. So the energy in all the songs, it feels like we made Employment again, you know, it feels like making that first record. And so that's the education bit, and the war bit is almost like, I guess, like a battle. Like, we feel like we've been fighting a battle to sort of, to be Kaiser Chiefs, you know?
Because
it could have all ended, it could have all stopped. We decided not to let it stop. And because we sort of fought and battled and made a good album, then it's kind of like Education and War.
Nice. That's different comparison. When I thought about it, with Education, you wouldn't have wars. That's a very interesting perspective you guys are taking.
It's a famous quote as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
The education is a famous quote from our then Prime Minister, Tony Blair. And I think it also lends itself to what happened in the UK, I guess, as well.
Yeah. Saying one thing and doing another.
Saying one thing and going to war, because obviously, there's been a lot of trouble recently. So. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, there's a band side to the album title, like what it means to as a band, but there's also what we want it to mean to people as well, to the fans. So it's kind of like there's two sides to the story.
To involve everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. You touched a topic I wanted to bring up. I guess your previous material, you say it was like Unemployment, and now it's the rebirth of the band, you could say that. How would you compare this new material to all your past material?
Well, I think we all feel like the it's the energy in the, it's how a lot of bands say there's good energy in the song. We see, what does that mean? I don't know what that means really, but when I listen back to the album now, it sounds, I think, for one of the first times we've captured like the energy of the live show. A lot of people come to see us live and they go, wow, you're amazing, you're amazing live, and you're totally sort of different to the CD, which is a good thing because we're sort of better than the CD. Whereas I think this time
we were
it's a bit closer, it's kind of, there's a lot of, it feels like a band playing in a room, it sounds great, it sounds really produced, but it also, there's something about when you listen to it, I don't know, you feel the energy of the band, the five of us. You feel that, don't you?
It's a maturer sound, isn't it? Because we have to mature very, very quickly in the last, say, 2 years.
We're ready.
Yeah.
I'll try to remember
what I was saying.
About the
about the energy in the song.
The energy in the song, writing it, not with the numbers, with feeling it.
A lot of thought went into each song. And before, we could have been guilty a little bit of maybe just going with the flow and just kind of,
taking it easy, just like coasting along, like on the sea, just like bouncing along and nothing, no direction really.
So that kind of says to me that you had more fun doing this album, or
I think it's fun. We did have fun, but it was a work-related fun. It wasn't like a party-related fun. The fun part was that we all went away to America, you know, for 6 weeks, which is the longest we'd ever, any of us have been away from home. And we all kind of immersed ourselves fully in the album, and we kind of hung out every day. I mean, we hang out every day anyway, so, you know. But, you know, we got closer, yeah, and we kind of bonded and stuff. So that was kind of
it's a proper album, like an album process. You know, like you go day one, and then day, well, 6 weeks, and it's an album finished in that time, not like a session here and then a session there, and then you put it all together at the end, which we've done with the last two albums. And I think you can hear that on the record, and I don't like hearing that on the record. And so when you hear, now you listen to Education and War, it's kind of, from start to finish, lots of different songs, but you feel like if you press skip through the album, you think, yeah, I know what album that is, I know that sound. Mm. And I think I'm really pleased with that as a result.
Awesome.
It could have gone the other way. You could have just done one song this week and then another song with a different producer. It doesn't work for us, but this did.
Awesome. Well, now let's change the subject a little bit to what this being right now being in Mexico means. This is your first time touring here, and
second time.
Yeah.
Third time maybe.
We've been to Mexico a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, in Guadalajara.
Well,
I mean,
second time
in Guadalajara.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much aware of how people react to you to your music.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
How do you think this concert is gonna be? Any different? Well, it's a new set list.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for Mexican people?
Well,
your set list is the same on your tour, or
no? It's Mexico's a different kind of place. When we tour countries, there's a few places that we kind of look forward to doing, you know, kind of, I don't want to say guaranteed, but we do think that it'll be a good crowd.
You have a good feeling. You know that, yeah, when you walk on stage. I remember both in Mexico City and Guadalajara, just the noise from the crowd when you walk on stage, it's like, it's just like, you know, it's the loudest thing. Mm. And it feels, and when you're in a band, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know that those people are excited to hear the music. And I think the new songs, I think they're going to be really excited. We've had a lot of Twitter things going on with the new songs and all the Mexican fans talking about that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. That's what we're expecting, so, you know.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Well, it's been known in the industry that bands, once they, how could you say, they reach peak or they get famous or exposed, even the same fans or the same industry limits them creatively speaking, and they just label them as one style.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And they just get stuck on that. What do you have to say about that? I'm not saying that's happening to you, but in the industry in general.
Well, like we were saying earlier on about the two albums before this one, I think, you know, definitely off of their heads, our third album, we were still creatively trying things. But then I think at some point, it's really difficult when you're in the middle of the band, you don't realise it, but yeah, maybe you do get a bit stuck, or maybe either you think, well, we can't write, I predict to write again because people criticise us for being stuck. So then you try something totally new and wacky and crazy, and that's not right either. And it's a really hard balance to find. And that, again, on the new album, I think that's what we've tried to remember, what like the really good energy and the good feeling from the songs and the first two records. But obviously, sonically and musically, we've matured and moved on. And I think that's the balance that we've tried to find on the new record. So I agree, it can happen. And I think that I think it might have happened a little bit to us. But now we've made an album that's more, it feels totally like Kaiser Chiefs, the whole thing, like just everything about the record feels right.
Yeah, I think when we started out, it was kind of the thing to label a band, you know, in a certain maybe genre. But I think music now, it's a bit more open now, a bit freer, but we're still kind of victims of our past kind of thing, you know.
Mm.
So we do try and bring some elements of new music in, you know, to try and, but I mean, it is quite hard to, because you want to strive and be different, because you listen to different music as you grow up. You don't want to kind of sound the same all the time. But it's hard to keep everyone wants Coldplay to, you want, when you go see Coldplay, for example, you want them to sound the same. You don't want them to be experimental. You don't want them to come back with a hip-hop album, do you?
No.
Yeah.
But we're kind of not like that. We kind of get, you know, not bored with that, but we kind of try stuff.
Yeah, we try things, don't we?
But we got we got really big, and most of our fans, I think the problem is that most of our fans at the time probably wanted us to sound the same, and we didn't want to sound the same. We want to kind of move on and
develop.
It is a very thin line.
It's a very difficult line to judge in the right way. But we got this new record, and we're really happy with it. I think our old fans are going to be really happy with the new record as well as our new fans. I think our old fans
for
are going
what
to be
we've
really
heard
happy.
Here in the city, it's been very well accepted.
Yeah, good. That's great to hear.
Well, musically, Mexico has a strong American influence. Well, musically, culturally, anything. We're very close to the United States. What do you think it was a key point for entering the Mexican market as a British band?
I think the big thing being a British band in any genre of British music, it is the British culture. People, we go to Japan, you go to Australia, you come to Mexico, we go to South America. People really, really like British culture, and it's the Beatles. It's still the Beatles and the Stones, isn't it? That was such a phenomenon, a crazy worldwide event that happened that put England right at the centre of everyone's newspapers, record players. Everyone just wanted English music, English fashion, English clothes.
Everyone's bands are still riding off their shirt tails, really.
Yeah, totally. I think that's still the big thing. Yeah, the identity of almost of any British music is often sort of the style, the way the look as well as the music.
So it's not so hard for the British music to get into Mexico. It's still like a legacy. Almost, that is very well accepted.
Yeah, it's like a legacy entrance that will always be there. You know, if you and I think because of our, I always think that our lyrics are kind of quite story-like. Mm-hmm. You know, like sort of the Kinks, maybe, or like Small Faces, something like that. Where you tell, you can if you sit and listen to it, you can
picture
an image of what's going on. And I think we do that with our lyrics as well, which means it kind of can, you know, and English is obviously a very, very widely spoken language, so people, you know, even speak Spanish, probably speak a bit of English or understand certain lyrics, and I think that helps as well with the imagery of the songs.
Okay. Well, what would you think has been your biggest success as a band so far?
Without being not materialistic, I think it's the fact that we're still here, we're still doing it. I mean, in the music world today, it's you're privileged to get a chance.
Yeah.
And we're on our second chance.
Some of our friends' bands have just disappeared.
Yeah, exactly.
And bands we used to tour with they don't tour. They have jobs now, or they were, or they form a new band. It's a small band. But I think one of our biggest things was building up a live audience, all around the world. We're known for doing a really good live show. So when the tickets for the gigs go on sale, you kind of that ticket's going to be a good night out. And I think that people always remember that. Mm. Whether they see us in a small club, in America, and then come back and we play bigger places, or whether they see us at a huge festival somewhere. I think we leave a really good impression after we've played. Yeah. People are like, wow, that was pretty awesome. And so the next time we come to Guadalajara, next time we go to America, next time go to Germany, people know, Kaisersuchs, they're a good band. And I think that has helped us enable us to keep making music for 10 years.
That definitely is important, because now that you mentioned that some of the bands just disappear, I think it has to do a lot with the live shows. Because there are some bands that, they of course sound different live than the record, but some bands are for good.
And some bands are worse.
For worse. Yeah. And, well, congratulations on that. I mean, I hope we still have you around for a long, long time.
No, we enjoy that reaction, though, as well. When you've rocked a crowd and you've really worked them, and you've really, you can see they're exhausted almost at the end. It's like, that's great, that's what it should be.
And selling millions of records.
Well, just one last question. If cultural stereotypes and profiling are, not exact nor accurate, it gives you a good idea of how a group of people or a culture is like, right?
Okay.
Well, that being said, would you happen to prefer tea or tequila?
Tea or tequila. I've had some bad hangovers from tequila.
I'm always a tea man.
Tea cures the hangover, you see? So yeah, I'll have tequila. He can have tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, mate. Well, I think this has been it.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
And well, I hope you have a great concert tonight.
So, yeah.
Are you going to the show?
No, we didn't get tickets.
All right, is it sold out?